Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Bring in now the football content manager for the Scouting Academy and NDT scouting analyst, Brandon Thorne. Wrote an interesting piece, how Rashawn Evans can make an immediate impact on the Titans. Brandon, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Good. Do you feel like they did the right thing trading up to get him in that first round?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we heard some rumors of other teams being interested in him. You know, I think he would have been a good fit somewhere like Pittsburgh or New England. You know, who teams who run like predominantly a 3-4 defense and needed one of those off-ball stack linebackers in their defense. And, you know, I think Tennessee definitely needed somebody like that. So I think it was a good fit and a pretty good value as well.
How will his versatility play into what they want to do with Dean Pisa as coordinator?
I think it's going to fit really well. You know, on film, he was very versatile. You know, he predominantly played, you know, in that stacked alignment, you know, as a 3-4 off-the-ball linebacker. But he also played off the edge as a pass rusher and was used pretty extensively as a blitzer as well. So I think he has a lot of experience doing different things. And not only in a Pease defense, but also Mike Vrabel, you know, I'm sure his influence will be pretty heavy on it as well. So I think he fits both of kind of their styles and what they like from their linebackers.
From the research you did, how effective do you think he can be as a pass rusher, especially from what we saw of him at Alabama?
I think he could be a pretty solid pass rusher. You know, I didn't see a lot of like advanced pass rush moves necessarily off the edge, but he definitely is explosive off the snap. And, you know, he could probably stress the edges of, you know, some tackles in the NFL and get guys opened up, you know, and really open up blitzes off that backside, you know, and just really, I think, bring more as a blitzer, you know, as opposed to just a pure edge rusher. But he can do some things in that regard as well.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, Brandon. I think he'd be more of a blitzer type. But I'm more concerned, I know he can play the run. He's at Alabama. How did he look in pass coverage?
Yeah, he didn't play a ton of coverage from what I've seen. I've really just studied, you know, five tapes, you know, Auburn, FSU, Texas A&M, Georgia, and Tennessee. And some play a lot more zone coverage, you know, that hook zone area. You know, I think he was really good in that area, though. He gained depth nicely while reading the quarterback. A couple of the clips I put in that article that I wrote on him showed that ability to recognize some route concepts over the middle of the field, crossers, you know, take those away and then still read the quarterback and kind of act as a quarterback spy, you know, as well when he was facing those scrambling quarterbacks. So I think that he's you know, a smart player. You know, he can recognize things. Play recognition is good. I'm not sure how effective he will be in pure man coverage against some of these, you know, elite tight ends, but, you know, it's obviously very difficult to find linebackers to guard those guys anyway. So I'm not sure if he's going to be, you know, a huge playmaker in that regard, but I think in zone coverage and in those sort of areas, I think that he'll be an effective player.
I was looking at his combine numbers, and they kind of just don't match up with the type of player he was when you watched the tape, especially the ones you broke down. How do you value the combine compared to what you see actually on tape and film in an actual game?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's always trying to find that balance, I think. And, you know, with him, I not just with him, but just in players in general, I tend to lean more towards the tape, especially when you watch them against, you know, high competition, which obviously in the SEC he played against a lot of explosive offenses and explosive playmakers. So I didn't really see him get exposed much at all, you know, athletically, you know. So I think I think there's many reasons for that. You know, as I mentioned in the article, with mental processing and, you know, football intelligence, I think some of those things you could see on tape and it allows him to play faster. I think his play speed, you know, is obviously that's something you can't really measure in the combine drills. And I think his play speed was very good. So, you know, obviously it's going to, I think, get a little bit faster for sure. And, you know, at the NFL. So we'll see if there's, you know, a significant drop there. But based on the level of competition that he played and his production and the things that I saw in film, I wasn't too concerned about the, you know, the below average combine measurements.
Luke Falk, you know, quarterback naturally drafted in the last round for the Titans. But where do you see him at some point in the NFL? Do you see him as a potential starter at some point in maybe 3 years down the road?
You know, I honestly, I didn't study him in depth like Rashawn Evans. But from what I've seen from him and heard from, you know, guys that I trust, I think that he's probably just, you know, got a ceiling as a backup. Okay. You know, I just don't know if he has the, not even so much the arm strength, but I do think he has a pretty middling arm. But I think, you know, from what I've seen, you know, the little that I did see him is his pocket presence, I think, needs a lot of work. You know, he tended to get rid of the ball way too quick, way too early a lot of the times. And I think his poise, you know, needs some work as well. Just being able to sit back in the pocket and go through his progressions when things break down. And, you know, those type of things, I think, are, you know, going to be a huge adjustment for him. But, you know, he's a pretty accurate quarterback in the short to intermediate areas of the field. And, you know, maybe somebody, you know, who could come in and just be a quality backup. That's kind of how I see him.
He's been compared to C.J. Mosley, and I notice in some of your breakdowns, you know, you compared him to Mosley too. You know, what do you like about that comparison?
Yeah, well, at the end of that article that I wrote on Evans, I was more so just showing Mosley and Bernardrick McKinney, you know, fulfilling, you know, similar roles that Evans did at Alabama, not necessarily comparing them as players. And the reason why I did that was just because, you know, Mosley played under Pease last year and McKinney played under Vrabel last year when he was defense coordinator at Houston. So I just wanted to show, you know, Evans plays the same position as those guys, you know, primarily that stacked off the ball 3-4 linebacker. And he's going to be used, I think, in similar ways as those guys were, which they were lined up pretty much everywhere at times, but predominantly, you know, in that 3-4 off ball alignment. So I just wanted to show them kind of executing similar things that Evans did, you know, with Mosley taking on that fullback block, you know, stunning him basically at the point of attack, shedding and getting in for a tackle, and then McKinney, you know, scraping over the top and evading that left tackle block. Those are things that, you know, I showed Evans doing basically the same exact thing. So I just wanted to kind of show, you know, that I think that's partly why Pease and Vrabel probably liked him so much, was they saw him do things that they had their guys do and, you know, executed at a similar level. I think Mosley, you know, is a little bit probably just more of a powerful guy. But coming out, they're very similar, I think. But yeah, Mosley, I just think is maybe a little bit of a bigger, more powerful guy. But Evans is, I like Evans' size, you know, and I think that he has room to probably get a little bit bigger, you know, add maybe 5, you know, 10 pounds maybe. So similar to Mosley, but I think just kind of his own player as well.
And one other thing, I know you touched on it a little bit, but the thing we're always curious about when a linebacker, especially an inside linebacker, transitions to the NFL, and the Titans in the past have drafted a lot of guys who were really good in college, but were a little undersized. And it really, Brandon, doesn't it come down to defeating blocks and just knowing how to do that? And you really like this quality in Evans, don't you?
Yeah, just his ability to deconstruct blocks, you know, defeat blocks by any means necessary. And I think he could do that with some power. You know, he's very aggressive and physical, which, you know, you'd love to see from an off-ball linebacker. You kind of have to have that, I think, especially when you're going to the NFL and competition is going to get better. So I think that he could defeat blocks with power, but also I think he has more than enough quickness and explosiveness in short areas to defeat blocks that way as well. And then with his mind, you know, just recognizing blocking concepts quickly and putting himself in positions to avoid blocks. I thought all those abilities were very good. And probably the thing that I liked about him most, aside from just his toughness on tape.
Brandon Thorne wrote the piece, How Rashawn Evans Can Make an Immediate Impact with the Tennessee Titans. Really interesting study. Brandon, thanks so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.